Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Podcast Network Asia.
Hey, fellow adults, let's figure out adult life together.
Because adulting wasn't taught in school. Listen to stories, questions, and sometimes expert advice on adulting, self-development,
finding stability, relationships, health, well-being, and more. Because
it's an adult thing.
Woot woot! Hey, fellow adults, we're back once again. This is Nika.
At back na rin ang boses mo.
Yes!
My gosh! Hindi ka na malat.
Ito naman po si Carla. And these are our fellow adults na pasasalamatan natin for sharing our episodes on social media.
Alright.
Thanks a lot to Justin, si at Triumph, si Ethel or Etheline, Kurt Daniel Hoves, or Joves kaya to?
Ano?
Javes. Si Marie Angelica Belsa Velasco, na sobrang nakarelate daw sa quiet quitting episode natin, ma'am.
Ooh! Naku!
Naku!
Is that a good thing or a bad thing? I don't know.
Good for us, not for her.
Get out of it. Okay. Alam mo na, nakinig siya eh. So alam na niya yung gagawin niya.
Oh, alam niya na yan. Hello din kay Popsie Tony Polines, who invited us for a meet-up nung holiday season.
Hey!
Yeah, kaso, di talaga magtugma-tugma yung skeds namin. So, next uwi mo na lang, Popsie Tony. Or, pag nag-London kami ni Nika.
Yan. Speaking of meet-up, request din niya ni Eileen Luces from Japan. Sabi pa niya, sobrang nakaka-inspire yung podcast niyo. While working, pinapakinggan ko siya. Listening since 2020, the pandemic. Nakakahawa yung good vibes niyo. Yay! Sana yun lang yung nakakahawa, no? Hindi lang mga kung ano-anong mga sakit.
Speaking of pandemic.
Uh-huh. At ito pa ang isang listener natin since the pandemic. Hello to Byron Chavez. Sabi niya, since the pandemic, loyal pa rin ako sa inyo hanggang ngayon. Buti pa si Byron loyal, no? Hindi nagtataksil. Ayan, hanggang ngayon, loyal pa rin daw siya. Huwag sana kayong masigpay. Sana nga, huwag daw muna tayong masigpay muna, please, sabi niya.
Huwag muna.
Joke lang, love you all, and I will continue to always recommend your may pinakakwentang podcast sa buong University of the Philippines. Bye, mwa. Purple heart.
Byron, ha?
Ikaw, ha?
Huwag kang ano dyan. Nananahimik kami.
Correct. They don't even know we exist,
yes,
though. So, it doesn't matter.
Okay. So, thank you, fellow adults. Salamat sa pagpapakalat ng show natin at sa pamimilit ng iba pang adults,
yay,
na maging bahagi ng adulting tribe natin.
Yay!
Salamat!
Yay! And when we say adulting tribe, hindi lang yan isang lupon ng passive listeners.
Mm-mm.
You guys also suggest topics to discuss. You send and post your reactions to our discussions. You help us fact check. And sometimes, you ask advice from me and Carla. At hindi man kami makareply sa lahat ng messages nyo, paglalaanan talaga natin ang oras and deliberation yung mga tanong ninyo.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Just like now.
Mm-hmm.
Panglimang episode na natin to kung saan mag-read out tayo ng,
ooh,
some advice-seeking messages from, okay, our fellow adults.
Mm-hmm.
Yung first, I think, was title, Dear Fellow Adults.
Mm-hmm.
Tama?
Mm-hmm.
Tapos meron na tayong adulting advice 1, 2, and 3.
Taray, series yan.
Yeah. No? So, fourth na to. Yan. Today, we'll hear out concerns from our fellow adult na naghahanap ng love life.
No.
A young fellow adult who needs to grow up sooner dahil sa financial situation ng family niya.
Mm.
And two fellow adults who have questions about ghosting.
Mm-hmm.
Pero bago natin harapin yung mga problema nila, isang mabilis na kumustahan muna, Ma'am Shnika.
Okay.
Okay. Kayo rin, guys. Let's ask each other kung ano ang recent adulting highlights and recent adulting lowlights natin.
Alright.
Yeah. So, listeners, habang nag-share kami ni Nika ng highlights and lowlights, isip din kayo ng sa inyo.
Alright.
Keri.
Okay.
Ikaw, ma'am, ano?
Ang lowlight ko recently ay mga work changes. Hindi naman bad yung changes. It's just that maraming nangyayari in a short span of time. So, kailangan mo mag-adjust.
Disruptions.
Yes, may mga disruptions. So, and marami pang uncertainties like how will it really be like when we actually start doing this new endeavor that we want to do.
Which so, you haven't done before.
I have naman.
Oh, okay.
Pero it's still an adjustment. You know, okay. Any change naman requires adjustment. So, medyo, it's not really that much of a low light, but it's a challenge that
it's
I have
difficult.
To, yes, have to overcome.
Okay.
Yun. Highlight is this weekend lang. Actually, ang highlight ko, nilagay ko sa notes ko, walang highlight ang buhay ko.
Nung nabasa ko nga, parang ako, anong wala?
Walang magandang nangyayari sa buhay ko ngayon. Ganun yung mindset ko. Pero naalala ko kanina lang na last Sunday, February 25.
Yes.
Nanalo na naman ang UP Dragon Boat team ng one gold and two silvers for the National Open Dragon Boat competition.
Mm-hmm.
So yun, nanalo kami.
Woot woot!
This is my second gold.
Congrats!
Ever! Ayan. Yan. Silvers, normal na yan. Normal na yan! Yan. Yun.
Congrats, ma!
Thank you! Yay! And we're safe and healthy. Getting stronger and better. Ganyan. How about you, Carla? Anong lowlight and highlight mo?
Okay. Lowlight ko, ang hassle.
Ano?
Bumalik na naman yung hyperthyroid ko.
Hyperthyroidism.
Yeah.
Imagine ko kasi yung thyroid mo ang
hyper din naman
niya.
Siya.
Charot.
Tumasayaw-sayaw, ganyan.
Just get it.
Ayun. Pangat yung symptoms. Racing heart rate.
Okay.
Like yung resting heart rate ko ay racing. Yes, 120 plus. Ganun.
Okay.
Tapos
parang
tremors.
Pangtakbo level
right?
na yung ganun kabilis.
Pero nakaupo lang ako.
Shit.
Ayun. Tapos tremors sa legs, kamay, pati sa, kinabahan ako nung sa face na yung tremors.
Mm-mm.
So, ayan, segue ko na. Ang highlight ko ay, ang yaman ko sa kaibigan.
Mm-hmm.
Kasi nga, nung medyo magpapanik na ako, minessage ko agad yung tropa natin na doktor, si Doc Shee Dina. So, Doc Shee, nagtatremors ako, ang bilis ng heart rate ko, mamamatay na ba ako?
Catastrophizing!
Yes.
Let's jump right to the catastrophe!
Of
okay.
course!
Nanginig ako, mamamatay ako! Yun,
oh, diretso na!
Oo, tama!
Reach for the stars!
Dream high!
Dream high! Aim high, Pinay! Ayun, tapos message agad siya na, ay nako, minamanage mo ba yung hyperthyroidism mo? Magpa-check ka agad ng hormone levels, etchos. Ayun, so nagpa-check ako agad, lab test, pinakita ko agad sa kanya yung results. So, niresetahan niya ka agad ako and all. All in the comfort of my upuan.
Text lang
ako. Ayun, napaka-swerte ko. Tapos, the night after, dahil ang bilis nga ng tibok ng puso ko, nung matutulog na ako, medyo nagpa-panic attack ang Carla. Bilang tulog ng mga kaibigan ko sa Pilipinas, message ko agad yung
3 a.m. Baka pagising na ako nun.
Pagising ka na. Pa-training ka na sa Dragon Boat, diba? Ang minessage ko, well, dalawa, si Karen na nasa
Europe.
France. Tsaka si Loris nasa US. Ang nakapag-reply agad si Loris. Tapos nag-vid call kami kasi nga nagpa-panic attack ako. So para ma-feel ko lang na may kasama ako, tapos kumalma ako. So yun, nag-chismisan kami for like 15 minutes at kumalma na ako. I go for chismis is my medicine.
Yes, I think dapat i-reseta sa'yo yung chismis.
Yeah. 3 times a day.
3 times a day, 30 minutes of chismis.
Ayun, tapos wala lang, na-realize ko lang. Nung nag-isip ako, anong highlight ko? Kasi initially, parang ikaw, inisip ko, shit, wala akong highlight.
Walang magandang nangyayari sa mundo.
But then again, kahit na related sa lowlight ko yon, nag-shine pa rin yung mga good things in my life.
Yes.
Yun. Like my friends.
Dependable friends are always a highlight of life.
Yes. Ayun.
Yes.
So swerte.
Yes. Ayan, fellow adults, if you're with your loved ones right now, you might want to ask them too kung ano ang highlights and lowlights nila recently. Baka mamaya, excited pala sila to share. Mm-hmm. Wala lang nagtatanong. Aww. So, tanongin, ask nyo sila mamaya after natin harapin yung predicaments ng fellow adults natin. Yan, yan. Unahin na natin ang letter sender. Letter sender, may sumusulat ba? Message sender.
Okay, message yan, sender.
Na gusto nang magka-jowa.
Ayan.
Itago na lang natin siya sa pangalang Tita. Yan.
Sige,
sabi
Tita.
Niya, hello po, it's an adult thing. Itago niyo na lang po ako sa pangalang Tita. So siya yung nagsabi ha, oo, natawagin namin siyang Tita, hindi kami. Sabi niya, 30s na po kasi ako. Sana mabasa rin po itong concern ko sa Adulting Advice episode. My problem is how to have a relationship when men don't court women anymore. Mm. Lahat ng naging karelasyon ko dinaan sa chats, pagpapaselos at pagpapafall.
Mm.
With quotation marks, pagpapafall.
Okay.
Sa akin, except sa ex ko ngayon. Maybe she meant her most recent ex. Siya lang ang nag-court sa akin, yung afam ko na matanda, a foreigner around Manila na older.
Mm-mm.
Okay? Gusto ko sana maranasan ulit yon, yung bibisita siya sa bahay at magpapadala ng money at gifts.
Gusto ko yung sana money part.
Ask permission sa parents ko before sagutin ng yes at susuotan ako ng promise ring.
Aba.
Pero, hinga lang ako. Hinga lang ako. Pero, wala akong makita ngayon dahil pansin ko sa mga Filipino guys, kahit maghalikan pa kami, eh wala pa ring label o hindi man lang nila sabihin na manliligaw sila.
Mm-hmm.
Pinapa-fall na lang at yun lang. Gustuhin ko man banggitin ang salitang, oo, sinasagot na kita, pero hindi naman dumarating yung tanong na hinihintay ko.
Aww.
Heartbroken emoji. Gaya nung sa afam ko dati. Mga momshies, ano po ba ang ginagawa ninyo para ligawan nila kayo? Sad face, salamat po. Ikaw, Carla! Sagutin mo yung tanong niya!
Well, para ligawan ako.
Ano? Anong okay. Maipapayo mo kay Tita?
Sagutin ko yung tanong niya with some questions also.
Okay.
Sige. Focus tayo sa why and how.
So, bakit?
Bakit?
Bakit mo gusto yun? Sige. Sorry. Go ahead. Ikaw pinasagot pero kumukomment ako eh. No?
Gusto mo ikaw muna.
Sige, go. Ikaw muna.
Okay. Ask yourself muna, Tita. Una, why is this kind of courtship important to you? Like, indication ba yan na great partner sila kapag nandigaw sila?
Sumagot ka ngayon, Tita!
Oo, habang tinututukan ka ng... Ayun, kasi, halimbawa, si older Afam, he courted you. I wonder kung bakit sila nag-break.
Mm.
Anyway, point ko lang is, hindi porket nanliligaw yung isang tao or isang lalaki, ibig sabihin, magiging successful na yung relationship.
Agree.
Diba? So, ano ang dahilan? Bakit mo gusto yan? Gusto mo ba yan kasi it's a traditional story that you were conditioned to believe?
Mm.
Meron akong passionate argument about this sa isa nating episode, yung Things We Had to Unlearn.
Okay, yes.
2019. Mm-hmm. Kunento ko dun kung paano tong gantong story that I had to unlearn was a very limiting belief for me. Yun. It stunted my sexual and romantic growth.
Hmm.
But that's me. Again, ask yourself, Tita. Ask mo rin if fair ba tong expectation na to? Fair ba to sa mga lalaki ngayon?
Mm-hmm.
At fair ba to sa'yo?
Yeah.
Kasi kung nag-e-expect ka ng something na hindi grounded on reality, for example, you'll set yourself up for disappointment. Mm. Is it fair for you?
Mm-hmm.
May sinasabi si Logan Urie, nabanggit namin to dun sa dating advice episode. Kung di mo pa napapakinggan, pakinggan mo yon. So, sabi ni Logan Urie, merong daw 3 dating styles na nakaka-hinder sa mga tao from finding their partners, a partner. One is being a maximizer. Second, being a hesitator. And then, third, yung being a romanticizer.
Mm.
Yung being a romanticizer, ito yung paniniwala na may darating lang bigla na knight in shining armor to mm-hmm. sweep us off our feet.
Mm-hmm.
Usually yan sa mga fairy tales.
Mm-mm. Happily ever after.
Yes. Pero rare, if not non-existent sa totoong buhay.
Mm.
So, ayun, punta tayo sa how. Paano magpaligaw? Or paano lumande? Charot.
go.
Okay. Una, put yourself out there. Like, cliche siya. Pero kaya siya cliche kasi totoo siya. Ito isegue ko. Kanina binanggit ko si Logan Urie. Basahin mo yung How Not to Die Alone ni Logan Urie. Very helpful book siya for me when it comes to dating. Unless yung current environment mo, marami ng potential sa paligid mo, sige, you won't have to go the extra mile to put yourself out there. Pero kung sa current environment mo, wala kang nakikitang potential, eh, kailangan mo talagang lumabas sa iyong shell.
Mm-hmm.
Do your part, ganyan. How to do your part? Ay, nako. Basta basahin mo yung book ni Logan Urie. Ayun.
Assignment mo yan, tita.
Assignment mo yan. Pinakamadali, dating apps.
Mm-hmm.
Diba? So, put yourself out there. Tapos, dating app man or hindi, offline man yan, do your part, let them know or give them an idea na you like them.
Mm-hmm.
Isa yun sa pinaka-underrated tools or behaviors in dating, especially sa ating mga babae, na, ay hindi, susungitan ko siya. Ayokong isipin niyang gusto ko siya kahit gusto ko naman talaga siya. Hard to get ako.
Pakipot.
Oo.
Because we were conditioned
exactly
to think like that, na wag mo papakita interesado ka. Kailangan hindi ka easy, dapat hard to get ka.
Yes.
Bakit object ba ako? Bakit ako igiget? Okay. Anyway, ito na. Okay, hindi ako sumasagot.
Ayun. This is from one of my friends na psychologist. Sabi niya, we are drawn towards people who like us. So, you letting other people know that you like them increases the chance of them liking you back. We like people who like us.
Yeah.
Tapos, kung gagawin mo yan, tita, gawin mo na. Bilisan mo, girl. Kasi,
kasi parang atat na rin siya eh. Gusto na niya eh. Gusto na niya.
Oo, agree. Bilisan mo. Hindi dahil sa timeline, sabi mo kasi 30s ka na, it's not even because of that eh. Kasi maraming competition.
Ah. Okay.
Ang mga good catch ay mabilis, mabingwin.
Nakakatch agad.
Nakakatch agad. So, bilisan mo, girl. Tapos, kung specifically, kanina, may mga guide questions akong tinanong, kung specifically gusto mo talaga yung mga nanliligaw ng old school, parang yung afam mo na old, eh di ang mga targetin mo, old din talaga.
Yeah.
Kasi old school yung gusto mo eh. Mm. So halimbawa, sa Tinder, sa Bumble, ang i-target mo na talagang age range, yun, mga 20 years older, charot. Hindi, basta kung ano mang age range yung tulad ni afam. Ayun.
Because more chances that you will have the same beliefs about dating. Relationships and dating. Yes.
Yun. Basta, totoo, like, research say na daig ng malandi ang maganda.
Oh.
Hindi enough na maganda ka lang. Kailangan mong lumandi. Do your part. Also, I think one of the most important questions you have to ask yourself, ito, you have to decide on this. Tanongin mo yung sarili mo, ano ba ang mas mahalaga sa'yo? Maligawan ka or magka-partner?
Mm.
Kasi,
very valid. Valid na iwi-weigh niya yung dalawang yun.
Oo, kasi kung mas mahalaga sa'yo yung outcome, yung magka-partner, then you will have to adjust your methods since your current method isn't working well.
Yes. Yeah.
So ask yourself, ano ba talaga yung gusto mo? Maligawan or magka-partner? Kasi yung gagawin mong decisions and actions depende sa outcome na gusto mo. Ngayon. Ikaw, Ma'am Shnika. Ako. Kumalma ka na ba?
Charot. Oo naman. Oo naman! Charot. Sige, mag-react muna ako dun sa mga sinabi niya. So, I agree na nakakainis yung mga dinadaan lang sa chat kasi dapat may action.
Yes.
Like what you said, yung pinapagselos ka, I don't like that because that's manipulative.
It is.
And yung nagpapa-fall, medyo hindi ko gets ko ano yung sabihin ng nagpapa-fall, pero parang, ano ba to, binibait ka ba niya? Ganun, tinitease ka lang niya na bet ka niya pero he's not really doing anything.
Or mabilis ka lang mag-fall.
Pwede rin yun. Pwede rin natin i-consider yun. So, gets ko na hindi, kung bakit mo hindi gusto yun. Mm-mm. Valid yung nararamdaman mo. And wala ring masama if you want to feel wanted.
Mm-mm.
Wala ring masama na gusto mong i-chase ka or sinusuyo ka because it feels good to be wanted and desired. Yes. But I think traditional courtship has more cons than pros.
Oof.
Sabihin ko kung bakit hindi ko bet yung traditional ano courtship. Reaction din sa sinabi niya, bisita sa bahay, gusto daw niya yun. Check yun! Pwede rin mangyari yun kahit hindi kanya nililigawan, ha? Kahit during your relationship na. So, diba? So, okay, gets. Gifts, promise ring, that's cute, okay?
Mm-mm. Especially kung yan ang love language.
Yes. Magpadala ng money, medyo, for me, ha? Oh. In a relationship, I do not expect my partner to send money.
Mm-hmm.
So, medyo mataas siyang expectation for me.
Mm-hmm.
Lalo na kung panliligaw sa panliligaw stage din.
Mm-hmm.
Yun lang, just a reaction from what you said.
Can I piggyback on that?
Sure, piggyback on it. Right on it, girl. What?
Ang sensitive topic kasi ng money. I mean, kung important siya sa'yo, kung love language mo siya, okay. I'm just voicing this out, especially for other women.
Mm.
Ako specifically, when I'm dating with guys, kapag first date, I try to insist na split sa bill.
Okay.
Kasi ayokong subconsciously ma-feel nila na indebted ako and that I have to repay them with something.
Okay.
If you know what I'm talking about.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
Ayun. So, ingat lang din sa pag-receive ng money. Kasi hindi natin alam kung ano yung i-expect ng mga tao pabalik.
In return, yes.
Yes.
So, yon. Also, yung sabi niya na gusto niya na mag-ask ng permission sa parents ko before ko sasagutin ng yes.
Mm-mm.
Bakit? Bakit natin gusto yon, tita? Sila ba ang papasok sa relationship?
Or kasama ba sila sa relationship?
Because asking for their permission takes away your independence.
Yes. Your agency.
Yes.
As an adult.
Mm-mm. You're already 30 years old. You can well decide for yourself if you want to be in that relationship. Yon. Okay. Now that nalabas ko na yon, okay, explain ko bakit ayoko ng traditional courtship or panliligaw. Di ko bet kasi yung best foot forward sa umpisa lang. Tapos, dahil ang effort tong panliligaw, pag naging kayo na,
Drop it na
kasi it's hard to sustain. So, hindi ka na susuyo, hindi ka na alaga, not the same amount of gifts and time. It will never be sustainable. Yung ganong, for me, yung panliligaw na ine-expect niya na traditional courtship. But it doesn't mean na hindi tayo e-effort sa getting to know each other. It's just that it's better, I think, for it to be sustainable and authentic. Parang, I prefer dating than traditional panliligaw where we can discover each other on equal footing.
Yes.
Walang, please, tayo na. Tapos ikaw meron kang power na yes, no, eme. Diba? Mm-hmm. It's on equal footing. And also, on equal footing din na liligawan ba niya ako? Antayin ko. Eh di, paano kung hindi?
It takes away your power.
Yes, it takes away your power. So, it's an equal footing. May ano na agad na ganun na dynamic. So, I think it's better to date na pareho kayo ng pinagagalingan. You genuinely put effort into getting to know each other and showing them who you are. Hindi yung one-sided yung power to start the panliligaw or to start the relationship. Pero kung bet mo talaga yan, sige, go. Yan nga, follow Carla's advice. Look into an older age bracket. communicate your desires clearly.
Yes.
Maybe put it in your bio agad na gusto mong maligawan. Mm-mm. Express mo na. Mm-mm. Para alam na agad.
Na traditional nung, Filipina ka.
Yeah, oo. Na yun yung gusto mo. But also, be open-minded about other people's way of getting into a relationship or showing their affection. Yun. So don't be afraid to express it. But remember that people also have different expectations. Yun. Yun.
Okay. Na-word ko na sa utak ko yung bias ko.
Okay.
Ngayon.
Sinong bias mo?
I think, tita, nagpapalagpas ka ng maraming good potential matches just because fixated ka sa idea ng traditional na panliligaw.
Yeah. Mm.
Kasi like, yung mga naging partners ko, hindi nila ako niligawan. Well, in fairness, pareho kaming babae. Pero we ended up loving each other. May partner right now, walang ligawan na naganap. Dating siya. And she turns out to be a great partner. Ito yung sinasabi ko kanina na I don't think indicator yung ligaw what kind of partner they will be. Dating is a more reliable way of getting to know people and choosing them to be your partner. Anyway, bias lang naman namin ni Nika yun.
So, yun. Ultimately, finding a relationship, nag-change siya. So, nag-change yung mga dating norms and all that. So, we gotta be open to it.
Yes.
Yun.
Okay.
Okay ka doon, Carla? Napayuhan ba natin si tita?
Oo, di natin alam kung susundin niya.
Wala namang sumusunod sa advice. Huwag na natin ituloy itong episode na to. Alam ko na yan. Shout out to...
Oh!
To Jam. Sorry. Hi, Jam.
Sana natulungan natin si tita.
Mm-hmm.
Kung hindi man siya naliwanagan sa sinabi natin, at least...
Sana mapaisip man lang.
Mapaisip siya. Or... pag halimbawa, sobrang disagree siya sa sinabi natin, at least magiging malinaw sa sarili niya na, okay,
ito talaga yung gusto ko.
Ito talaga yung gusto ko.
Huwag niyo akong pakialaman.
Tatanong-tanong ng advice, tapos.
Ne. Sana merong thought starters na nakatulong kay tita.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, punta tayo sa second advice seeker.
Alright.
Isa itong jugets na adult.
Jugets?
Yes, na merong financial struggle ang family niya.
Okay.
Ayon. So, basahin natin ang mensahe ni alias Kwek Kwek.
Ano ba nag-isip nito?
Oo, bakit?
Bakit? Pero sige.
Random.
Okay. Ano sabi niya?
Okay. Sabi niya, good morning and happy new year po sa inyo. Sorry, ang tagal na nito.
Nabot ang dalawang buwan. But sige, go.
I'm writing a letter to you po in January 1, 2024. Hoping na you'll have an episode about this dilemma of mine. So, I would know how to handle it or some tips on how I can handle my 2024.
Okay.
So, ito po. Growing up, I was privileged enough to have everything I want. Not exaggerating, but I really did because the family of my dad was really, really well off.
Taray.
I was listening to you po since 2022 pa po. And nung time na yon, 17 years old pa lang ako. And that was the time na struggling na family ko financially.
Okay.
Yun yung time na sabi ko, gusto ko matuto mag-adulting. Kasi alam ko, one day, magiging mag-isa na lang ako. Lalo na pag iniwan na ako ng mga kapatid ko. Growing up, may business po si Papa ko and si Mama naman ay high school teacher. Hindi po nakapagtapos talaga si Papa. Kasi mayaman family niya noon. At wala ata siyang pake.
Oh, gusto ko rin yung gayong ganong kayaman, yung wala akong pakialam. Okay?
So, nung 2022 po, nawala yung business ni Papa.
Mm-hmm.
Struggle sa amin yon kasi tatlo kami na nag-aaral that time. Tapos teacher si Mama. But thankfully, may mga kamag-anak po kami sa dad's side na tumutulong sa amin. So, hindi naman po siya sobrang hirap. Pero ewan, masakit na masakit po siya sa akin. Nabaon kami sa utang, tapos nag-aaral po kami lahat. Until last year po, pumunta na po sa ibang bansa yung dalawa kong kapatid. So, less na po sila sa gastusin. Dito na po yung naging problem ko. Huhu.
Eto na. Oh, sabi
Nika.
Niya, ngayon po, halos naging okay na po kami. Bakit mas pinapa-feel ng magulang ko sa akin na pagod na sila na hindi na ako pwede magkamali kasi matanda na sila? My parents are still the one supporting me. Pero pinapa-feel nila sa akin na mas mahirap kami ngayon. Wala na yung kotse, which is sinabi nila bibili ng mas maliit pero hindi nila tinupad. Grabe po yung frustration sa akin nun kasi sobrang layo ng bahay ko. Grabe din po yung pain na nararamdaman ko kasi ever since po nawala yung business ni Papa ko, hindi na po siya sumubok na maghanap ng trabaho o ng kahit ano. Nasa bahay lang po siya, nagluluto, nanonood and all. I felt like I needed to be an adult sooner. We were never pressured sa grades growing up, pero at this point na 18 na ako, ramdam ko na gusto nila ako i-pressure na umalis na din or wag ako magreklamo sa buhay ko dito. As an 18-year-old, humihingi pa ako ng extra effort sa parents ko para mas maging maluwag yung life namin. Pero grabe po sila mom pressure sa akin. Si mama ko po gusto niya na mag-retire. Si papa ko po walang work. Bakit parang mas naging mahirap kami nung nawala na yung mga kapatid ko? Which is dapat the other way around.
Meron pa, hindi pa tayo tapos.
O sige, itutuloy ko. Dumating na po ako sa feeling na pressured po ako dahil ang daming natulungan ng tatay ko na pumunta sa ibang bansa na maganda ng buhay ngayon. Tas ako na anak niya na gusto magstay sa Pilipinas. Parang magdudusa ako dito kasi walang progress pamilya namin. Humihingi lang naman po ako na magtry ulit sila para mabuhay kami ng mas komportable. Bakit sa akin yung latay? Do we really have to grow old this age? Hindi ko na po alam ang gagawin. I'm in my lito era. Sorry kung magulo po, I'm writing in my full force because I just drank some, kaya naman pala, some bottles of alcohol.
Bottles! Okay, got it.
Uh-huh. And ito ang nagtulak sa akin na dumaing sa inyo, huhu, why is adulting hard? And do you have any tips po? Thank you so much po. Have a guided year. Ano ang masasabi mo, ma'am?
Hi, Kwek-Kwek. Okay. Ang tip ko ay huwag kang bumili ng mga kape sa Starbucks para maging milyonaryo ka. Charot!
Yan ang sabi ng mga
advice nila. Don't drink coffee, Starbucks coffee.
Or joke lang yan, Kwek-Kwek.
Okay. Kwek-Kwek, I grew up with a lot of financial struggles. Mm-hmm. Yung pamilya namin, mahirap. Apat kaming magkakapatid. Hanggang ngayon, life is a big financial struggle for me. And gets ko yung ang hirap ng problema sa pera. Mm-hmm. Lalo na you think na nakasalala yung kinabukasan mo. And I can also relate to your point na parang aga mong magiging adult. 18 years old. Mm-hmm. Although, reading your story, maybe you have to look at it at a different lens. You said your parents are still supporting you. Mm. So, hindi ka nila, kahit na naghirap kayo, they are not expecting you to support them.
To be the breadwinner.
To be the breadwinner. Mm. I think you still have it okay. You're still studying. Your parents are still providing you a house, food, etc. Hindi ka lang nila mabigyan ng kotse right now. I think you have to look at it at a different lens and a more positive lens. I super get na nag-iba yung comfort
level
ng buhay mo. I super understand that. Yon. Pero you're not hungry. You still have a roof over your head. I think you still
nakapag-aral
ka pa. I think kailangan mong i-reframe ng konti yon, yung expectations mo na yon. I get your frustration na parang bakit ayaw nang magtrabaho ng tatay mo. I'm not sure how old they are, but I guess your mom is in retirement age na. Mm-hmm. Kasi gusto niya nang mag-retire eh. Mm-hmm. And if you're still studying, I don't think she will retire naman na alam niyang hindi kanya kayang patapusin mag-aral. Mm-hmm. Yun. So I think you should also maybe ask your parents why then. Mm-hmm. Bakit ayaw na nilang magtrabaho? I know it's hard to talk about money, but we have to communicate openly. Write down your thoughts, maybe, para hindi ka ma-carry ng emotions mo. Mm-hmm. Because looking at your message right now, ang dami mong thoughts. Mm-mm. That you still have to
tsaka lasing
process.
Siya yan eh.
Yun nga, lasing siya. So, try writing down your thoughts nang sober ka.
Uh-uh.
Practice saying it para ma-regulate mo yung emotions mo at hindi magkagulo-gulo while you are talking.
Mm-mm.
You're 18 years old. I know you're young.
Mm-mm.
But adult ka na, actually. Mm-hmm. Legally, you are an adult. Yon, I don't think you can control your parents.
Yeah.
And force them na, ma, kailangan mo pong magtrabaho.
Mm-mm.
Kasi para mas maging komportable yung buhay namin. Mm-hmm. Their decision is already out of your hands.
Yes.
Ako ha,
uh-oh,
sa tingin ko. So I guess now what you can do is focus on the things you can control.
Mm-mm.
So take initiative. Mm. Gusto mo mag-business yung tatay mo, ikaw na ang mag-business.
Mm.
Get his advice. I think maybe he was a good businessman because well off kayo dati.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe get the knowledge that you can get from him na lang.
Mm-hmm.
But hindi mo na siya mapipilit
mm-hmm.
na mag-business. Mm-hmm. Ikaw na.
Mm-hmm.
It's up to you na. Mm-hmm. The only thing you can control in this situation is yourself. Mm-hmm.
Nakakatawa, Kwek-Kwek, na naiinis ka kasi nape-pressure ka
mm-hmm.
sa what they want you to do.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, you also want them to do something.
You're also pressuring them to do something. Yun. Kanting perspective lang. What you can do now is focus on your personal growth.
Mm-hmm.
If you want your dad to have a business, you can't force him. Focus on your growth. Baka ikaw, pwede ka maging businessman.
Do better
than him, even. Practice self-care. Alam kong nag-inom-inom ka, oh, that's fine. We like drinking as well.
We drink too.
Yes. Pero baka factor yan kung bakit ka malungkot na malungkot ng araw na to.
Yeah.
Because alcoholic drinks sometimes
fucks
can be a
downer.
Yes, it fucks up our mood. It can be a downer.
Mm-hmm.
So, check on that. Baka factor yan kung bakit feeling mo pressured ka, feeling mo wala kang pag-asa, feeling mo bleak yung future mo.
Mm-mm.
So check on that. And then maybe seek guidance and support from your other family members. You said you have other family members who are well off.
Mm-hmm.
If you think they can help you in that aspect, maybe ask for their help.
Mm-hmm.
Yon. Wala akong ma-advise on paano ka magiging mayaman because kailangan ko rin ng advice on that. So, yun.
May dahilan kung ba't di pa kami mayaman, uh-huh. Inika.
So, I guess that's it. Focus on what you can control
uh-huh.
now
mm-hmm.
and take care of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Yun.
Okay. Carrie.
Ikaw, anong may papayo mo?
Ako? May mapapayo ba ako? More of... Well, una, hugs, kwek-kwek.
Yeah.
Naka-relate yung younger me.
Mm.
Kasi nung teenager din ako, like 16, ganyan.
Uh-huh.
Before kasi, may paggawaan kami ng sapatos.
Yeah.
Yun. So, okay naman yung income ng family, ng parents ko.
Mm.
Until, nung time na pinirmahan ni former President Ramos yung globalization.
Ah, okay.
So, naging mura yung pagbagsak ng Chinese shoes.
Mm-hmm.
Sobrang mura. Hindi makakompete yung
locally made
yes.
Marikina shoes.
Shoes, yes. Mm-hmm. Oh, as a Marikenya for mm-hmm. background. So, sunod-sunod, yung mga sapatosan sa Marikina nagsara.
Oo.
So, hindi exemption yung sapatosan namin.
Mm-hmm.
Bumagsak yung business ng mm-hmm. family.
Mm-hmm.
At na-feel ko yung struggle ng parents ko nung nafi-feel ko ng kailangan naming mag-adjust ng lifestyle. May tantrums feeling din ako.
Uh-uh.
I was a teenager. Hindi ko pa ma-label dati yung nararamdaman ko. But I think I felt self-pity.
Okay.
Kasi na-challenge yung identity ko.
Okay.
Identity ko ay middle
May
class.
May-ari ako ng sapatos factory. Charot.
Kasi yun yung kinagisnan ko na kapag may kailangan, even nga hindi kailangan, pag may gusto, mabibigay sa akin.
Mm-mm.
So, yung all of a sudden, at least sa perspective ko, I'm sure sa parents ko hindi yun all of a sudden.
Mm.
Pero sa young perspective ko, it was all of a sudden. Parang, feeling ko, it's unjust. Bakit biglang ganito?
Bakit kailangan ko mag-suffer?
Yes. I wouldn't call it suffering,
okay,
pero
tama.
I had to adjust.
Okay, okay.
Ang bata ko, bakit ako nadadamay?
Mm-mm.
Diyan.
Mm-mm.
So, nakaka-relate yung batang ako.
Mm-hmm.
And to be fair, change in itself, ha, it's hard. So what more yung mga transition na from comfort to discomfort
Mm-mm.
tapos unexpected pa.
Mm-mm-mm.
Yun yung naramdaman ko nung teenager ako. And as teenagers, medyo limitado tayo sa empathy.
Okay.
Hindi ko yun opinion ha.
Mm-mm.
I learned that sa TED Talk na The Mysterious Workings of the Adolescent Brain ni Sarah Jane Blakemore.
Mm-mm.
mahirap talaga for teenagers to take other people's perspective. Mm-mm. Hindi pa fully developed ang utak natin.
To understand, yes, and share the feelings of other people.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Ayun. So, gets ko na ngayon, feeling ni Kwek-Kwek is trapped siya dun sa perspective na yon.
Okay.
Na hindi niya magets yung parents niya.
Mm-mm.
Limitations talaga yun ang teenage brain.
Okay.
Like, gets. Biologically.
Okay.
Ayun. So, may teenage self is hugging you right now, mm-hmm, teenage Kwek-Kwek.
Mm-hmm.
Now, share ko naman yung narealize ko throughout the 2 decades since then,
mm-hmm,
simula ng mga pangyayaring yun.
Mm-hmm.
So, ngayon, gets ko na lahat ng parents natin, hindi pala sila all-knowing.
Yeah. Hindi nila alam lahat, hindi sila,
yes,
perfecto.
Nanghuhula lang din sila. It can be frustrating na bakit hindi nyo alam? Bakit hindi nyo ito masolve? Kasi akala natin pag bata tayo, alam ng parents natin lahat, diba? Mga idol natin sila.
Mm.
Pero growing up, especially nung nagkakaroon ako ng mga kaibigan na nagiging parents na rin, nanghuhula lang din pala sila.
Yeah, yeah.
They're just trying to figure things out as they go along.
Yes.
Mm. So that's one. And unlike my parents kasi, ang agile ng parents ko eh, nagawan ka agad nila ng paraan eh.
Mm.
So, from being business owners in the Philippines, lipad sila sa ibang bansa para sa blue-collar jobs. Naging blue-collar jobs sila.
Okay.
I think, mas agile yung parents ko kasi hindi nila first time maghirap.
Mm-mm.
They grew up poor, as in urban poor.
Mm-mm.
As in, one of my parents grew up in a squatters area and then the other, they had their own bahay, pero 7 silang magkakapatid, tapos limitado lang talaga yung ulam.
Mm-mm-mm.
As in, by hibla talaga ng pansit, kailangan bilangin.
Okay, gets ko.
Gets
ko. I get that level of, ano,
ayun,
kahirapan, gets. Mm-hmm.
Sa kwento mo, Kwek-Kwek, I don't think ganon yung pinagdaanan ng parents mo, especially your dad.
Mm-mm.
First time din niyang mag-struggle financially.
Mm-mm.
Like you, it's his first time.
Yes.
So, I think, wasak ang identity niya ngayon.
Mm-hmm.
Kasi, for all his life, business owner siya.
Yeah.
Nawala yung business niya.
Mm.
For all his life, wealthy siya. Mm-mm. Nawala yung wealth niya. Tapos, yes, wala siyang backup na career or, mm-mm, educational background.
Mm-mm.
Unlike my parents nga, na parang, eh, tangina, galing din naman kami sa hirap eh. We can do this again. Ayun. So, I think, yun yung pinagkaiba dun sa storya namin.
Mm-mm.
Maybe we can give them a little more grace kasi first time lang din nilang pinagdadaanan.
Correct. To. The adjustments you are going through, they are going through also.
Oo.
And they're thinking about your welfare and your mga kapatid mo rin.
Oo. Ang buong pamilya yung iniisip nila.
Correct.
Diba? So yung burden for them, mas talaga, mas yung pressure,
mm-mm,
for them.
Mm-mm.
And also, just to zoom out a little, kung titignan talaga, at this point, mas employable ka kaysa sa kanila.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
Kasi kung retirement age na sila, shock, sorry, pero
very ageist ang kapitalismo.
Yes. Sinong capitalist company ang mag-hire sa kanila, sa dad mo, na anong talaga niya sa resume niya?
Former business owner, CEO.
O so ano, papalitan niya yung CEO ng kumpanya.
Threat yun.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Unlike you, na bata pa, better educated than your dad.
Mm-hmm.
So sa totoo lang, as of now, mas employable ka.
Agree yung ano.
Than him.
That is true.
Mm-mm. And also, harsh realization na undeniably talaga na re-reiterate sa akin, sa kamalayan ko, is that whoever has the money has the power.
Mm.
So hanggat nasa poder ka nila, mas may weight talaga yung decision nila.
Okay.
Mape-pressure ka talaga. Sila, mm-hmm, yung decision makers eh.
Yeah.
I know it's frustrating and I wish I could say it's not true. Pero ganun talaga.
Ay, I hate that line, but yes.
So sana ngayon pa lang magkaroon ka na ng motivation para magpayaman.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Sabi nga ni Trevor Noah, nabanggit ko na to before, few years ago, so ulitin ko. Sabi niya dun sa autobiography niya, the first thing I learned about having money, kasi laki siya sa hirap eh.
Mm. In Africa?
Not sure.
Yeah, okay.
Search mo.
Yeah, he's from South Africa.
Ayun. Mm. So sabi ni Trevor Noah, the first thing I learned about having money was that it gives you choices. Mm-hmm. People don't want to be rich. They want to be able to choose.
Mm-hmm.
So sana maging motivation mo to para magkaroon ng sarili mong pera, kwek-kwek, so that you can choose and decide for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Ayun. And yun nga, alam mo na rin naman to that eventually it's gonna happen, na paaga lang. And I think, this might be unfair, but in my impression, yes, I think your parents can do better.
Okay.
Pero tulad ng sabi ni Nika, hindi mo kontrolado yung kilos nila.
Mm.
The only thing you have the power over is your decisions and your actions. Mm-hmm. So, focus on what you're going to do. Focus ka sa solution mo. Anong kaya mong gawin as an adult? I go for mas na-pressure siya.
But it also gives him more freedom kasi hindi niya na kailangang isipin na kailangan ko mapilit yung parents ko to do something.
Mm-mm.
Wala na eh.
Mm-mm.
It's you.
Mm-mm. Quick. Feeling mo, hindi pa nila naisip yan. Naisip na nila yan. Na-brainstorm na nila mag-asawa yan how many times. If they're gonna do something about it, they would have already. Ayun.
Sana makatulong quick.
Mm-mm.
All right. Hindi talaga usapang pera. Oh my gosh,
know.
I hate talking about money. Anyway.
Eh, tinanong nila eh.
Ganun talaga.
Okay. Sige.
Ayan. For our last topic.
Okay.
Lost topic.
Lost. Nawala
eh. Charot. Meron tayong back-to-back letters na medyo hawig yung concern, Carla.
Okay.
Both fellow adults are asking about ghosting.
Ooh.
One of them is asking about ghosting in friendship.
Mm-hmm.
The other naman, ghosting in romantic relationships.
Out. Sige.
Alright. Unahin natin si Anonymous.
Okay.
Sabi niya, "Hi Ate Carla and Ate Nika. I've been your listener since day one at sobrang fan po talaga ako ng podcast niyo. Thank you. Pwede po ba ako mag-request ng topic sa podcast niyo po about sa friend na ginost ka?"
Okay.
Awkward smile. "I just wanted to hear this topic from you. Feeling ko po kasi, ma-figure out ko to kung makikinig po ako sa inyo at ano yung mga pwede ko pong gawin sa mga ganiting situation. Hehe. Para ko na po kayo mga ate sa Spotify, masaya po ako kapag nakikinig sa inyo at marami akong nakukuhang aral. Heart." Aww, thank you. "Almost 5 years na po kami ng college friend ko. Pero last April, ginost niya po ako ng biglaan.
Okay.
Walang kahit ano, biglang di na niya ako nire-replyan. Crying emoji. By the way, never po kami nag-away at sobrang solid ng friendship namin. Alam ko po di ako okay kasi madalas po ako umiiyak kapag naaalala ko siya.
Aww.
Heartbroken emoji. Thank you po. Sana mabasa niyo po ito. More power sa It's an Adult Thing. Sana po mas marami pang episodes ang dumating." Ha 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 ha. Yes. Okay.
Okay.
Ano Carla? What can you advise Anonymous?
Yakap kay Anonymous.
Yeah.
Kasi legit na heartbreak yun eh.
Yeah.
Minsan pa nga tougher yung heartbreak sa friends kesa sa romantic heartbreak. So, yakap.
Yeah.
Question lang kay Anonymous. Moms, nag-reach out ka na ba through this friend through multiple means?
Mm-hmm.
Like, tinawagan mo na ba? Pinuntahan mo na ba?
Mm-hmm.
Kasi kung best friend mo to or sobrang solid yun talaga, hopefully, alam nyo kung saan nakatira isa't isa, di ba?
Mm-hmm.
So, as a friend din, nagawa mo na ba yung best mo to reach out to her?
Yeah.
Also,
or him.
Or him, yeah. Mm-hmm. Also, posibleng may pinagdaraanan si friend.
Yes.
We don't know. Nangyari to sa akin kasi I have a close friend din na parang feeling ko nagpo-pull away.
Okay.
Tapos, nung isa sa mga birthdays ko, di ba ma-party nga ako sa birthday?
Mm-hmm.
So, lagi naman siyang invited. Tapos may isang time na sabi lang niya, hindi siya makakapunta.
Mm.
Tapos, walang rason.
Okay.
So, medyo na-bother ako.
Okay.
Feeling ko, galit siya sa akin or I don't know, ayaw na niyang makihang out sa akin, ganyan.
Personalization.
I know!
Okay!
Pakinggan niyo yung, anong episode yun?
Stories we tell ourselves.
Harmful stories
we tell ourselves. Okay. That's a cognitive distortion. Yes. Yung personalization. Ako! It's ako about ang me. Dahilan!
Yes!
Ng lahat ng nangyayari sa mundo.
Ayun. So, minessage ko na yung friend ko. Sabi ko, is there something wrong? Kasi feeling ko nga may...
Something. Why are you pulling away?
Yeah. So, ang sabi niya, ano, wala raw siyang beef with anyone. Parang, hindi lang siya, ayaw lang niya pumunta sa party ko kasi feeling niya magiging party pooper lang siya.
Hindi daw masarap yung handa mo.
Yun. O, yung sarap ng mga handa ko
I
lali.
Know.
You know, right?
Okay. So, feeling niya magiging party pooper siya.
Oo. Okay. Kasi nga, she's not at her best.
Okay.
And eventually, she got diagnosed with depression.
Okay.
Yun. So, it's not about me. May pinagdadaanan lang pala talaga siya.
Yes.
So, I'm just saying na it can be a possibility.
Yes.
Na kapag merong tao na biglang naiba yung pakikitungo sa atin, it's not automatically about us.
Mm-mm.
Pwedeng may iba silang pinagdaraanan.
Mm-mm.
Or, chinek mo pa ba kung buhay pa ba tong friend mong to?
Oo nga.
Baka mamaya, wala na siya sa mundo ah. Check mo rin.
No! Carla! But sige.
Catastrophizing.
But okay.
Ayun.
Yeah. Check, no? Do your best to check.
Oo. And if ayaw talaga mag-reply, maybe, this is what I would do ha, maybe just send her a final message na hindi kailangang replyan. Yun na yung pinaka-closure mo. It can help. Mm. And one thing na natutunan ko is that we give ourselves closure.
Mm.
Hindi yun binibigay sa atin. Mm-mm. Tayo yung nagbibigay sa sarili natin.
Mm.
Una, kasi we cannot get closure from people who cannot communicate with us or who choose not to communicate with us.
Mm-mm.
Kahit palitin mo sila,
mm-mm,
magkakaroon lang kayo ng substandard or emotionally laden na pag-uusap na wala rin namang magiging closure. And even if people give us quote-unquote closure, it's up to us pa rin kung tatanggapin natin yun or hindi eh. So, in the end talaga, tayo ang nagbibigay sa sarili natin ng closure. So, give it to yourself. Ikaw, Ma'am Shnika, ano ang masasabi mo tungkol sa hinaing neto ni Anonymous?
Okay, hindi ko na ulitin yung sinabi mo kasi yun din yung first thought ko. Baka may nangyari sa friend nito.
Mm-hmm.
May pinagdadaanan yan. Ganun. Yun yung una kong thought. Okay. So, other than putting yourself in the place of your friend, other things that you can do is maybe focus on other relationships that you still have.
Yeah.
Yung mga kaibigan mo ngayon, pamilya mo, sila, focus ka sa kung ano yung meron ka ngayon. Sabi nga ni Carla before, isa sa mga advice mo dati, I don't know which episode, but you said, don't put all your eggs in one basket.
Mm-mm.
Nurture other relationships that you still have. Mm-mm. Lean on your other friends, family, members, who can give you comfort in this time that you are grieving the loss of your friend who ghosted you, allegedly. Yan.
Allegedly.
Hindi ko alam kasi hindi mo nga alam kung ano nga yung nangyari. Or I don't know. Does he know? He doesn't know, diba? She doesn't know?
Mm-mm.
Wala siya alam. Bigla lang nawala. Yun. So focus on other relationships. Reflect on your relationship. Totoo nga ba na wala kayong pag-aaway?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe wala kayong pag-aaway na bongga. Pero what if there are red flags in your relationship na hindi mo lang alam? I mean, isa lang to sa possibilities, ha? Uh-huh. I'm not saying, I just want you to check if baka meron.
At saka solid ba talaga yung friendship nyo?
So, check. Maybe because, I'm not saying mababalik dun yung relationship nyo, pero you can learn from it and apply what you learned from that ghosted friendship,
mm-hmm,
apply it to the current relationships that you still have or the future friendships that you will have.
Mm-hmm.
So reflect, mm-hmm, ano yung mga red flags na observe mo. Maybe it's you. Maybe it's the other party. We don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Yon. And then, practice self-care. Maybe you can work out, go out, mm-hmm, mag-travel ka, laubas ka ng bahay, meditate, find a hobby. Itong mga advice na to, these are very basic self-care things na dapat mong gawin whether you're in a crisis or whether and just a regular day. Ito yung mga usual ina-advise ng psychologists for patients nila to, kasi kailangan mong ma-fulfill yung mga physiological needs mo rin to feel better. So, practice mo to. Go out, practice mindfulness, meditate, find a hobby, keep yourself busy. And kung ano man yan, tandaan mo that you deserve friendships that are built on mutual respect and communication and trust. You deserve that. Mm-mm. So if you have a friendship that gives you that right now, put your focus on that.
Yes.
Treasure it. Mm-mm. Make it stay.
Naranasan mo na ba, Moms, na mag-ghost ka ng friend?
Sad to say, ako yung nang-ghost. I mean, hindi ako nang-ghost na hindi na kita kakausapin. Pero like, nag-e-ebb yung
friendship.
Oo. Parang konti lang yung friendship na na-maintain ko, like us, with effort and all. So may mga friends ako from my former job na friend ko talaga.
Okay.
Pero hindi na kami nag-uusap ngayon. And I think it's my fault.
Okay. So hindi siya ghosting? Hindi lang na...
Nag-ebb away eh. I guess ghosting na rin yun.
Hindi, ghosting. Kapag nagre-reach out sila, tapos hindi mo talaga pinapansin.
Ah, hindi naman. Hindi ko ginagawa yun.
Okay.
It's just that the friendship has ran its course.
It is done. Expire na.
Yes. Parang wala na kaming common things together.
Okay.
Yan.
Okay. So, nag-quiet quit lang. Hindi ghosting yun.
Okay. Okay. Noted po. Okay.
Okay.
So, nourish what you have.
Mm-mm.
Yan.
Gets.
Do we go to our next letter sender, our last letter sender?
Sige. About ghosting din to.
Mm-mm.
So, huling sender natin ay ang fellow adult na si Dave.
Hi, Dave.
So, ibang context naman yung concern niya on ghosting. Basahin natin ang message niya.
Okay.
Sabi, hello Ate Nika, Ate Carla, and to our fellow adults. I wanted to express how much I've been enjoying the podcast since I stumbled upon it 2 days ago while searching for something to accompany me while doing my laundry and other adult things.
Yay! Hello!
Since then, your podcast has become a daily source of inspiration and learning for me.
Taray ng daily!
Kahit love it!
Daily nag-upload, but okay! Okay!
Especially as I navigate through the complexities of adulthood. Big words!
Complexities.
And navigate.
Mm-hmm.
I am really, really grateful for the valuable content you provide us. Heart emoji.
Yay.
While I haven't had the chance to listen to all of your episodes yet, I was wondering if you guys have covered topics such as ghosting in relationships. That's crying emoji.
Aww.
If you have, I'd love to hear your insights on a follow-up question about ghosting. Is it emotionally justifiable to cease communication with someone who refuses to acknowledge their mistakes and continues to deceive you?
So gusto niyang siya yung mang-ghost.
Oo.
Okay.
Although I feel conflicted about this approach, I also believe that prioritizing my emotional well-being means not engaging with those who have treated me unfairly.
Okay.
Thank you for considering my question.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, mali pala yung intindi ko.
Sa ghosting.
Oo. So gusto pala niyan i-ghost na yung kausap niya.
Oo.
Okay. Eh, ikaw, malaki ka na.
Yung template advice ni Nika.
Ikaw, malaki ka na. Mag-decision ka na.
Sige, bilang medyo iba pala yung intindi mo, i-define muna natin yung ghosting.
Mm.
So, sabi ng most reliable source of all, Wikipedia.
Yes, source of knowledge.
Sabi ni Wikipedia, ang ghosting daw ay suddenly ending all communication and avoiding contact with another person without any apparent warning or explanation and ignoring any subsequent attempts to communicate.
Talagang pinagtataguan mo pala. Ganun pala yung ghosting.
Oo. As if that person doesn't exist.
You're dead to me.
Yes. Baka kaya ghosting.
Okay.
I think, Dave, if you communicate your reasons and your decision, hindi ghosting yun.
Yes.
Kinommunicate mo eh.
Correct.
And sa tanong mo kung justifiable, but it's not even justi- viable, I think it is your duty to protect yourself from people who repeatedly harm you.
Yes.
Yun. Okay. And ang advice ko, para hindi ka na paulit-ulit na nagigilty, i-block mo na sa lahat ng apps.
Okay.
Like, kwento ko, yung last ex ko, nag-cut communication talaga ako. Agad, pagka-break, cut agad.
Uh-huh.
Una, kasi alam kong pag hindi,
kukulitin ka pa.
More than that, alam ko na yung tendency ko eh, as a marupok. Alam kong pag nalambing ako, babalik at babalik ako. So, to protect myself from that tendency of mine, block ko na kaagad.
Yeah.
Pero before that, sinabi ko sa kanya na, in-explain ko na yung side ko. Sabi ko, okay, I acknowledge na pareho na tayong nagbabay.
Mm-hmm.
Tapos sabi ko, let this be the last message between the both of us.
Hey, she put her foot down.
Dapat na!
Yes.
It's my duty to protect myself.
Mm-mm.
Kasi ilang beses na niya akong sinaktan eh.
Mm-mm.
And she wasn't gonna change.
Mm-mm.
I know that. Mm. We know that.
Mm.
Ayun, so block na sa lahat. That way, hindi ko na alam kung nagme-message siya. Diba? So, less na rin yung emotional triggers for me. For guilt, for asa, or for whatever. It's my way of, yeah, protecting myself. Mm. And that's not ghosting. That's cutting communications. Pero, na-communicate ko bakit.
Yes.
Ito yung dahilan. At
uh-oh,
sinabi ko, last na to, last message na to. At yung sinabi kong, let this be the last message between the two of us. Indeed, yun na talaga yung huling send ko sa kanya ever.
Mm-hmm.
And ako personally, proud ako na napanindigan ko yun.
Mm-hmm.
Yun. Ikaw, ma'am, anong tingin mo dito sa sitwasyon niya?
Tigilan mo na yan. Yung advice, tigilan mo na yan. Prioritize mo yung sarili mo.
Tama.
Kung sabi mo, he or she, they continue to deceive you,
yes,
why would you want to keep communicating with someone na lagi kang dinideceive, diba?
Hindi nila deserve.
Yeah,
na magka-espasyo sa buhay mo.
Exactly. They are draining you.
Yes.
It's detrimental to your overall happiness.
Yes.
Why would you want to keep chasing someone like that?
Mm-mm.
Yun, so hamo na siya. Yun ang advice ko. Hamo siya. Makahanap ka ng iba.
For sure.
Pero I love that you're conflicted about this approach kasi it means kinoconsider mo pa rin yung parang feelings niya. So you're still a considerate person. So don't
mm-mm
feel bad about it. Just prioritize yourself.
This is a decision you have to take.
Mm-mm.
To choose yourself over
this undeserving person.
Yes.
Wow. Nilabel ko kagad kahit hindi ko alam ang kwento. Pero yun. Choose yourself.
Yes.
So hindi ghosting yun ha, Dave. Hindi ghosting ang gagawin mo. Kung i-explain mo naman kung bakit.
Mm-mm. Listeners, we always have the power to choose the right. The power and the right to choose kung sino lang ang pagstayin natin sa buhay natin.
Mm-mm.
Nobody is automatically entitled to enter our lives.
Mm-mm.
So masakit siyang proseso ha na magpaalis ng mga tao sa buhay natin or umalis sa buhay ng ibang tao.
Mm-mm.
Pero karapatan natin 'yon.
Mm-mm.
Masakit siya and we're gonna hear bad things about it, about our decision. Pero panindigan natin.
Mm-hmm.
Kasi wala namang ibang magtatanggol sa iyo kundi ikaw lang.
Eh, bars. sana nakatulong ang advice namin sa inyo, Dave, Anonymous, Quick Quick at Tita. Kung hindi man, sana na-enjoy kayo. Sana nag-enjoy kayo pa rin sa pakikinig sa amin. Sana napaisip man lang ganyan.
Mm-hmm.
And sa iba nating fellow adults na nakikinig, baka may iba pa kayong advice sa kanila.
Mm-hmm.
You may share your insights to them by sharing this episode with your thoughts on the caption or on the stories. Pakitag kami para makita namin yung post nyo at ma-repost namin on our social media. And hopefully mabasa rin yung advice ninyo ng mga letter senders natin. Our handle across all our social media is It's an Adult Thing.
Yes. Also, fina-follow nyo na ba kami sa Spotify?
Kung hindi pa, bakit?
Bakit?
Yan.
O kaya sa Apple Podcast or Google Podcast. Kasi kung hindi pa,
bakit?
Bakit? De, pakipindot naman yung follow button, pati yung bell icon, para lagi kayong updated pag meron tayong new release na
episode.
Bagong episode.
Yes.
plus, the more followers we have, the more Spotify will suggest us to other podcast listeners. Mm-hmm. So, malaking tulong yan. Yung maliit na pindot nyo, malaking tulong yan sa show natin.
Yeah, para lumaki yung adulting tribe natin, right?
Yes. Yes. Salamat in advance.
Thank you. Bago kami magpaalam ni Carla for the day, syempre, bibigyan muna namin kayo ng pabonus na adulting learning. For those who are new to our show, this is our Reco Round where we recommend yung mga tried and tested life hacks natin na pwedeng makatulong sa adulting journey ng fellow adults natin.
Sige.
Alright.
Okay.
Okay. What? What is your adulting
recommendation? Sige. Ang naisip ko ngayon, sobrang basic at obvious nito, pero maraming hindi gumagawa. Yung mga essential things that you cannot live without, bumili kayo ng doble.
Okay.
Halimbawa, yung mga, we all have that friend na laging low bat, yung cellphone.
Ouch. Yes.
Ikaw ba yun? What if, bukod sa charger sa bahay, maglagay ka lagi ng charger sa bag mo? Mm-hmm. So ako personally, bukod sa charger ko sa bahay, lagi ako may charger sa kotse.
Okay, I need to take this advice.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Tapos ano pa ba? Alcohol. Alcohol na pang-disinfect, ah.
Alcohol na alak na iniinom ni Kwek-Kwek.
Nadamay pa si Kwek-Kwek. Ano pa ba? Ano pa bang mga essentials?
Ako, lately, ang binili ko na ganyan, na doble-doble, is sunblock.
Ay,
kasi I'm
correct.
Sure it will run out. Mm-mm. Fast and habang mura pa siya. Bili na ako ng dalawa. Yun.
So, ilagay nyo sa, bukod sa mga stock nyo sa bahay, yung mobile na lalagay nyo.
I have one in my bag and one at home.
Ayun. Right. Ikaw, Ma'am Shnika, ano ang iyong adulting hack?
Ang adulting hack ko is, last week yata, in the last episode, I shared that I had a tita who has breast cancer.
Okay.
Had breast cancer.
Okay.
So, ang adulting advice ko is, ladies, padring and gentlemen of all genders, mag-self-breast exam tayo every month para ma-check natin kung may mga irregularities, lumps, or different texture.
Yan yata yung tinatawag na SSS.
Sariling salat sa suso.
Yes.
SSSS. Yan. So, do a self-breast exam every month. Ideally, 3 to 5 days after your menstruation.
Okay.
It's free. It will take less than a minute. Mm. Let's do it.
Okay.
Prevent natin yung lumala pa yung kung ano man, kung may mahanap man. Because the later we find out that we have breast cancer, the harder it will be for us to cure it.
Okay.
Yun. So, self-breast exam every month.
Mm-mm. Hanap, kung hindi nyo alam kung paano gawin, hanapin nyo na lang sa YouTube.
Yes, there are videos on YouTube teaching you how to do it.
Okay.
Yan.
Sariling salat sa suso.
Uh-huh.
Alright. Salamat, Ma'am Shnika.
You're welcome.
Fellow adults, hanggang sa next episode natin, this has been Carla.
And Mika, kasama nyo in adulting so that you won't have to grow up alone because
it's an adult thing!
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.